Spontaneous devotional service, one attains Vrindavan or Braj, according to Rupa Goswami's instructions. And regulated devotional service, one goes to Vaikuntha, and if one has some greed, but still is constrained by the regulations of scriptures and their impetus for devotion, and different types of regulated practice, then one becomes a and goes to Dwarka. So in that way, the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam and one of the unique characteristics of Srimad Bhagavatam is that it extols the superiority. Well, we use the word superiority because acharyas use it, of spontaneous devotional service, which is spontaneous devotional service as a practice, and that leads to the spontaneous Ragatmika Bhakti of residents of Vrindavan. And the word superior is, in one sense, it can be misleading, because all perfection is perfect. So the perfection of Arjuna, the perfection of Hanuman, the perfection of Jai and Vijay, they're all perfect. So superior in the sense means that to what degree is Krishna fully manifest, and to what degree is love for Krishna manifest, fully unfolding. Obviously in Vaikuntha and elsewhere, Krishna is only partially manifest, therefore he only partially manifests his qualities, and so a reciprocal relationship with him or the rasa is also only a part of the full rasa that Srimad Bhagavatam describes all throughout the 10th canto. And so in that way it's considered to be superior, transcendentally superior, that it gives access to the greatest, deepest mellows, most unfolding of transcendental ecstasies, and ultimately it brings Krishna fully under the control of devotees. And of course, because it's such a, it's like the fountain of youth, a lot of people perished finding the fountain of youth. They thought that it was in Florida or someplace like that. They didn't realize that the fountain of youth is inside everybody. You have to realize your spiritual, eternal spiritual nature. So they perished in it. In the same way, a lot of spiritual aspirants have perished in the pursuit of spontaneous devotional service. because they ended up imitating. It became imitative. And by imitating, you get nowhere. You just become a sahaja, which is just another word for being a materialist. And so for that reason, the acharyas have always recommended that we follow the path of Vaidhi Bhakti. But if one follows the path of Vaidhi Bhakti, then how does, because by becoming a sahaja, one then thinks that, well, I don't need to follow the regulative principles, I abandon things like accepting a spiritual master, or following a kadasi, or even studying shastra. I don't need to study shastra, I just need to love Krishna. But that's all a fallacy. And so acharyas will always emphasize that no, one needs to study scripture, one needs to perform all the angas of devotional service, one needs to be engaged in regulated devotional service, but then how do where does the transition take place? How does the transition happen? To a different, almost like Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, Yata Yata Gaura Padara Bindi. Or Kaviraj Goswami at the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are like a great lake of nectar in which devotees, he says, devotees of all different types of mellows and devotional practices swim and taste ecstasy. And all devotees have all acharyas have all said that yes, worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be according to the Vaidhi principle of servitude, and that's it. But then Kaviraj Goswami says, if one hears of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, then one attains all perfection. All perfection means one also attains the perfection of awakening spontaneous devotional service in a very safe way, because one's confined to the rules following the injunctions of Shastra. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the idea that the qualification for spontaneous devotional services that one actually has greed or thirst for hearing about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, and so on. So it says, just like you may have thirst for milk, it says, but you still got to get a cow. And in order to get a cow, you have to find out where one can be gotten, and you still have to follow the principles of milking the cow and so on, and that's how you get milk. So thirst in itself, thirst for milk, doesn't satiate your thirst. So similarly, you may have some thirst for the service of the Brijbasis. That isn't enough. You still need to follow the rules and regulations. You still need to study scripture to learn all about what it is that they do and how it is that one advances on the path of spontaneous devotional service. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is absorbed in the pastimes of all the Brijbasis, but especially of Radha and Krishna, and in the mood of the gopis. So when one hears about that, then one is performing regulated devotional service, but by regulated devotional service, then one's attachment to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakens by hearing about Lord Chaitanya, and by hearing about what Lord Chaitanya is remembering, because that's what ultimately spontaneous devotional service is about. It's about smaranam chasya, it's about remembrance. Then one will also remember those, and in that way, in a natural way, that attachment, or that it's called rag, it awakens. Because rag comes either comes by from previous life, or it comes in this life. And if it comes in this life, then it comes by association of devotees who have that kind of attachment, or by the grace of the Lord. So here we see that it is arising by the grace of the Lord, which of course doesn't mean that this association of the devotees is excluded, but it's the principle of worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the quandary as to how one goes from regulated devotional service to spontaneous devotional service is that it happens through the means of reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Then that becomes a natural and safe progression. And that spontaneous attachment, it may awaken in the stage of bondage, in other words, as a sadhaka, or it may be at the liberated stage, at bhava. In either case, if one is a carefully follows and studies Chaitanya Charitamrita, then by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, Krishna Prema Pradayate. So Krishna Prema means Prema, like that of the Brijvasis. He's giving that, but this is how he's giving. It's not enough that he's giving it and it's just floating around somewhere in the ether. You have to follow the process that he gave for taking it. And the process for taking it is through the study and hearing of Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why Srila Prabhupada, the first, right at the very beginning, gave teachings of Lord Chaitanya before he gave Krishna book, so that the devotees would have that opportunity. But like with the cow, you can't just have a thirst and have no cow and not know how to milk the cow. So one has to therefore apply oneself, and that's why Prabhupada gave us these books. He didn't give us these books so that they could sit on shelves, but so that we actually study and apply ourselves, and then the suitable result comes. Hare Krishna.